Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Good evening, everybody. Thursday, January 2nd, 2020, the first show of the new year. I'm Dave, that is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and this is Penetrating the Veil, the one-hour interactive internet radio Facebook Live show. Thanks for joining in. We hope, first of all, that everyone had a joyous and safe holiday. Regardless of what faith you follow or what holiday you observed, hope you enjoyed it. I know we did. Jim, did you have a good holiday?
Had a nice time. You're quiet.
What more can you ask for, right?
Right.
So we hope all of you enjoyed yours as well. I know, Jim, you and your wife went to a friend's place for New Year's.
Yeah.
And I took two of my girls while the wife was at work, and we went over to the historic lookout house and enjoyed ourselves with some paranormal family over there. So far we have Kathy Eisenhart. Welcome in, Kathy. Happy New Year to you as well. James Houston, who I did see there that night at the lookout house for New Year's. Eric Julian, who I also saw on New Year's. And Linda Bird, welcome in, everybody. Tonight, Jim has just finished up, if I'm not mistaken, has just finished up some EVPs from the down the rabbit hole, right?
Yes, I finally finished that clip. So both Theo and Carol Ann, I will drop these clips on a CD, and I'll mail them out hopefully tomorrow, if not by Saturday.
Fantastic. So Carol Ann and Theo, you can expect those soon. And we're going to be playing some of them for the first time tonight.
Yeah, I haven't posted any of these on
none of them have been posted on the site. And Jim, I just listened to a couple while we were setting things up here in the studio. And, okay, she's in her class. Oh, Haley's back in school. That's awesome. Congrats to her.
Very good.
You know what it is for that new job that she got, that tax prepper.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Very cool. Welcome in Alicia Lowen. Welcome in Steve White. Colette, Holly, Joan Coppich, who I went to high school with. Pam Parisi Nolan, I hope you're feeling better. Susan Scavage, welcome everyone. So none of these EVPs will be playing tonight. Becky Hancock, McDonald, Mary Urban tomorrow. Welcome in everyone. None of these EVPs have been heard yet, except for by us.
I will be posting them on the
site. Right. They'll get posted to the Facebook pages, of course.
Yeah.
But he literally just finished that track up. So you'll be hearing them for the first time. I heard a couple of them while we were setting up the show tonight, and I got to say, some really cool things. Lots of direct response. Multiple spirits directly responding to the same question, yeah?
Yeah.
So talking to each other while we were recording it from the Phasma box, so... Hetty, welcome in. Stephanie White Haggerty, glad to see you. Hope you had a wonderful holiday season, and good luck to all of you in the new year. Jim and I have been mulling over some ideas for the team in the new year, and we're not going to go into great detail about it yet, but let's just say it's something that, as far as we know, has not been attempted. It's a subject that really hasn't been broached. And, you know, thank you, sir. If we can pull this off, we think it's going to be pretty big. So as we make our decisions about this possible new venture and see where it leads us, we'll make sure we let you guys know. So What's our next thing? We do have a sleepover at the Lookout House on the 18th, which is 2 weeks from this Saturday.
So we'll be doing
a live feed from there.
And then I think we'll have one with a local flavor. I'm going to try to get in touch with Pam tomorrow. I'm home. I don't have any medical appointments for that. So I'm going to try to get in touch with Pam, and we might have a local flavor.
And this is not Pam from Lookout House or from the Goes Exchange or the Bash. This is Pam, a woman that Jim knows, is it through church?
No, we met her at the Bash.
Oh, we met her at the Bash, okay.
Right.
And she is local to Chambersburg, and she owns a few different businesses, doesn't she?
Yes, she has a studio, she has a rental property, and I think she even has a third that all have activities.
Okay.
So
we'll be checking into those, and if we can verify that there's activity that warrants a full investigation, we'll get those on the books.
And I'm dying to try our new equipment. We haven't even tried it.
Yeah, the Rook and the, what was the other one? We got the Rook.
And the RD2.
The RD2, which we have not even had a chance to try yet. Anthony Grothis, welcome. Jerry Swope, welcome. Jim, welcome.
Yeah.
Also, just for anybody who hasn't seen it, two of the gentlemen from the Ghost Hunters crew, Mustafa, and I got to be honest, I can't remember the others. I think it's Daryl. I think they will be at the Lookout House next Saturday. As far as I know, there are still tickets available, so get those if you want them, if you're going to be in the area. Anthony said he used the RD2 at Pennhurst.
Oh, how did it go?
How did
it go? Was it... You know, I have a question too. I don't think we have an old bookstore down in Hagerstown, where they don't even know what all they got on the shelf. And at least 2-3 times a year I'll stop in, check through and see what they have in the way of paranormal ghosts or anything related. So it's just here today, and it's really a neat little thing. I picked up about 5 or 6 books, but the one which is really cool, and actually we'll probably be putting some stuff out there for interest, the fascinating one, A Ghost of Washington, D.C. in the Area. And of course, a lot of that hauntings is all tied directly into history and duels they had and a lot of other things. The other one I got, which was particularly... Both Dave and I are big fans of Hans Holzer.
Correct.
And I got this. This is really a nice book of his. This is back in the 60s. And
now, is that a first edition?
I think it is. And it's America's Restless Ghosts.
Because if it is, that's an amazing condition.
I know.
For a first edition, if it is. Let's have a little look-see in here.
See, I only saw the one publishing date.
Yeah, I think this is a first edition. Yep,
yeah.
Look right here. First edition.
Yeah.
So this, Jim picked this up, now you got this in a used?
Yeah.
Hole-in-the-wall local flavor bookstore, Hans Holzer, America's Restless Ghosts, and it's a first edition, and you paid $4?
Yeah.
See, always check out your local bookstores. You never know what you're going to find on the shelf. Used and otherwise. And look at the condition. This thing is an amazing condition for a book from the 60s, late 60s, early 70s.
60.
Oh, early 60s.
Yeah.
And first edition. I mean, this is an amazing find, you know.
It's even got the original paper cover.
It's got the original protective cover that is not torn in any way. I mean, if I were to just pick this book up and not know any better, I would say this thing's about 2 or 3 years old.
And I bet it's out of print.
Oh, absolutely out of print, yeah.
The reason I bring it up, though, is pretty fascinating. And I don't know, I'm not familiar with all the copyright laws in this, and we're going to get to the EVPs and that, but I don't know how many people are familiar with some of his experiments early on with spirit photography. And there was specifically, and this book goes to it in pretty good detail, there was a guy named John Myers. He was a famous medium in that period. And he could see the past spirits and whatnot. And basically, they go into detail. The page I have, it's actually, I think it was page 30. Yes. It goes into detail all about how they did this setup. And essentially, this was done on September 1961 at 8 p.m. The place was on the air. Channel 5 New York was a television program moderated by Mike Wallace.
Wow.
Okay, you know, of CBS fame.
Yes.
Okay, and he goes into the light conditions, total darkness in the studio, except for one overhead 60-watt yellow bulb at a distance of 20 inches. No camera used. This is the neat part.
How did they take a photo with no camera?
Film. No film, but ordinary photographic printing paper, so-called gaslight paper at the time, purchased independently by Mike Wallace, at a shop of his own selection and kept sealed until airtime.
And Jerry said that that's called Wonder Book and Video?
Yes.
It's at the old Ames Shopping Center.
Exactly, yes. And he goes into exposure. Immediately upon opening the package of unexposed photographic paper, each sheet was immersed in developer individually by Wallace, then transferred by him to Hypo for fixation of obtained images. At no time did medium John Myers or Hans Holzer touch photographic papers until after they'd been covered by various impressions which could not be accounted for by ordinary means of exposure. Each sheet was exposed to yellow light for the short time it took Wallace's hands to move the sheet from the package to the liquid. And the operator was Wallace in the presence of Holzer, and to the left, photographic medium Myers, a dental surgeon and the industrialist from London. So there were some other guests on the show. And it goes into it in a little more detail.
Right.
But anyhow, I don't know that with photocom. I actually have this sheet that I could send on our site where they could see the two images.
Really?
Now, if I gave credit to the book and that just that one sheet, I don't know if I can do that, or I could, if people want to and message me, I could send them over on the message a copy of this. But I want you to look for it, Dave. This is, the top is the image they got.
Okay.
The bottom is the deceased. This is Hans Holzer's mother, who was deceased at the time.
The first thing I notice is the corners of the mouth are the same, you know.
Keep in mind, there was no camera used. This was simply photographic paper. The medium basically, I guess,
psychically imprinted
the image of who was there at the time.
We get in trouble. We'll find out.
See, I don't know if I could put that on our Facebook page.
This one is the psychic imprint found on the paper during the experiment. This is a picture of Hans Holzer's mother prior to her passing, and she had passed before this was done.
So if anybody would like, I have, basically I scanned this and it came out real good on my computer, that one page. So I could send over, if anybody's really interested in seeing that from a closer thing.
Looks
I
like we have a caller.
Oh, okay.
See what this is about. I wonder if this is the wrong number.
Probably getting sued.
Right? Hello, you're live with Dave and Jim. Who is this?
Hey, guys, it's Tom. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
And I was just on a long drive and was just calling in to hear what you guys were having to say. Take a listen.
Figured I'd chime in. Okay.
Unfortunately, I think I hit one a little early, so I'm not entirely sure what you guys are chatting about yet, but if you let me know, I could probably just hop in.
Oh, no, we had just finished talking about Jim picked up a book in a used bookstore. It's an old Hans Holzer book, and it's actually a first edition in really good shape from the early 60s, and we were showing the people on the live feed the experiment that he did with, was ABC's Mike Wallace,
CBS.
CBS's Mike Wallace.
In their studio.
In their studio.
Channel 5 New York studio.
Right, where this famous psychic medium had psychically imprinted Hans Holzer's deceased mother's face onto this photo paper. So there was no actual photo taken. And it's an uncanny resemblance. So we were just showing that to the people in the live feed, and then we're about to start running some EVPs that Jim's finished up.
Okay, cool. And then what was the purpose of the experiment? Was it like?
Well, in its day, Hans Holzer was probably, this is early 60s, late 50s, I guess, when he came on the scene, and he was probably one of the most notable paranormal investigators of his day, and actually established a means and a process by trying to apply scientific method to the investigations. And he's generally regarded by most of the community as very reputable, and he was quite detailed in all of his work. In this particular case, in the late 50s, he ran into this mediumship individual with the last name of Myers. And in working with him earlier, he was able to contact spirits of those that are departed. And through the medium, he was able to basically send images of what he was seeing that individual say in the room to a photographic media, which at the time was a special type of flash paper. So they had done this in other areas before, and I guess they were just sort of showing to the public in general this process. And there were a number of these photographs done. And keep in mind, it's not a lens, so they do have a blurriness to them. I mean, it's not by no means, it doesn't look like a lens produced it, but the similarities in the image it's produced and the actual representation or photograph, in this case of Hans's mother, is uncanny, I think. And again, this was something that he sort of projected onto the paper. In this particular case, too, Mike Wallace, the reporter, had actually purchased the paper himself from a studio photographic camera shop of his own choosing, and the packet was sealed until they actually did this replication live. And so it was pretty neat. And what the reason we bring these things up is simply that there's been a lot of really wonderful work done in this realm many years ago that's sort of lost or not really touched on. Today, you know, we have a lot more fancier equipment, and I guess technology's picked up a lot, certainly in the photographic medium. But anyhow, this was an experiment done in
61,
in that studio, and it's pretty uncanny. So we try to bring up different things that's a little out of the normal that you see with a lot of the paranormal. So That's the whole intent on this. But there's some really, as you get into the historical aspects of investigating, there's a lot of really nice stuff out there that's sort of been forgotten. So let me see who's, I've had some requests. Okay, so if you want, Dave, I guess we can, because we have quite a few EVPs there. We'll sort of for those who might be tuning in for the first time, and obviously the people tune in regularly know, this is from a retail establishment in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. It's a really nice tea and coffee shop, and it's also got a lot of odds and ends. Pretty neat, eclectic little shop.
And the second floor is like a bohemian art
yes.
candle.
There are several retailers within the same frame.
Almost like spice and like sage
potpourri
and potpourri and that type of thing. Right?
Now, this building, this particular building, is one of three original buildings in Jim Thorpe. So it dates back. It's one of the earliest buildings. And the other buildings that were in its immediate vicinity over the years were destroyed by floods that often ravaged that town. The reason this building, along with its two neighbors, was saved is there's a wall in front of the establishment,
mm-hmm.
sort of separating it from the road surface, and that wall helped protect the water.
Like a levee retaining wall.
So that's why these three buildings were saved, and they're in really good shape, and the current owner's done a lot of nice work to maintain that. And they've had activity up there before.
Right.
And
the thing about Jim Thorpe, though, is as soon as you pull in that town and start walking out, anyone with any experience in the field, you feel
you
it.
You feel the energy.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
I feel it, and I don't feel anything. Our caller has dropped, and I have to be honest with you, he sounded nice enough, but I have no clue who that was.
No.
None whatsoever.
But thanks.
He seemed to know us, so.
Right. And if you're listening, thank you for calling in. We encourage anyone.
Absolutely.
If you have a question posted, I know Dave checks it regularly.
I'll put the, just in case, I'll put the guest call-in number up there.
Okay. And so anyhow, we went up, I don't even remember when this was, do you?
It was definitely in the summer.
It was after we had first been to the town.
Yeah, but it was definitely in the summer because I remember the attic was unbelievably hot.
But the owner's a delightful lady, and she was so gracious to us. Each level in the, two floors in an attic?
Yeah, so three total floors.
And each floor had its own group of ghosts, spirits and all.
Yeah.
Very different. There was a matter of fact, there was a spirit in the thing that had an affinity for the owner and George, and he made himself present. But that night, we had a lot of activity with our REM pods and sensing devices on the staircase getting up to the attic. And so some of these tapes here that you're going to be hearing we were like on the second floor going up to the attic. Dave had already gone up into the attic.
To set up cameras,
and the spirits were really interacting with us in a number of ways. As we get to it, we'll explain some of the setups with the EVP.
Okay, so this first one is, they actually mentioned Haley by name. And we can't make out the last word of the sentence it says, but it definitely says Haley.
Yes, there was a small ring that the owner had found in the attic earlier. And this little ring had an image of a boy on it. And essentially, it was a death ring. In other words, as the child had passed,
they took his photo.
It took his photo. So it was sort of like a little memorial piece. So she had found the ring. And we were connecting with Spirit, asking them about the ring and what they wanted to do. And that's where this clip falls in.
All right, here we go.
Do you want to see the ring? That was not happening.
either.
That's that weird little
bitchy voice.
Oh my God.
Is there a midget spirit that's in this building?
I'd like to formally apologize to all of the little people.
We think we got you on camera. Are you escaped from a circus?
Now, did you hear what it said after you said that?
No, I didn't.
After you said escape from a circus, it said that was low.
Oh, okay.
Listen, that's what I'm hearing. That was low.
Wait, do I?
Listen.
Are you escaped from a circus? No, it was very fast. Little feet running quickly. One faster than me. All right. The ring is right there on that ghost.
And I'll show you guys a close-up of the ring after we're done here. Can you guys see the ring?
Yeah, I heard something like a little kid when I was going down the stairs. It was like...
Theo went and got the ring for you, it's right there. Do you see the ring? Right at my feet?
You can take it if you want.
The owner found that ring upstairs.
We found that here, and it belongs to you.
Black? Yes, it's black.
Round 10. Are you coming downstairs?
Did you hear that?
Well, can I?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, there was that first one. You obviously there in the towards the front of it there was a Haley just for something and then a younger female that comes in and says, he is the devil. So we're not sure what they were referring to, but they definitely, you could hear the interaction about the ring. At one point, Jim says, it's right there at my feet or something, you can go pick it up or whatever. And you hear it say, one spirit says, let's say it's a trap, and then the next one says, leave it there. So, it's a lot of good stuff. Now, is this the next one here, Jim? This is John McKinney?
Yeah. Okay. Now, this one, we heard a name here mentioned, and then, again, this is all going on about this ring, too.
Okay. So we'll play that one next.
And, Steph, I sent you a copy. If you go around this, can you make the vampire
There was the ring upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
With a little boy's picture on it. Do you know him?
And then something that's quick but two syllables. Like mountain. So, see how it's two syllables? Just that second syllable kind of dies off.
Yeah.
Special wrapping?
Could be.
I'm hearing special wrapping. And I don't know if maybe that was some type of funeral wrapping that was put over them or something.
Special ring.
Yes.
Special ring.
Special ring.
Yes. Special ring with the little boy. Is the little boy here?
Is that little boy still here?
Some of these were already here.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Okay.
Before?
No, I agree.
These are
not,
all
yeah,
new ones?
All new.
Okay.
I knocked the old ones out. Yeah.
Now, this one's called My Camera.
Yeah, just, I'm not, just again, the banner, that, but real clearly you'll hear a My Camera in here. I don't.
Okay.
Can you tell me if anybody died in this house?
Oh,
your honor. Oh, your honor. Do you know if anyone.
There's a special thing again.
Yeah.
Do you know if anyone was born in this house?
My special what? By the way, message or comment if you think you know what they're saying. I'm having a hard time picking up the second word, special something.
Some of these. I've got it on my computer, but just haven't had the time to learn it, yet. Yeah.
Okay. This one's called Pick Up Ring Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the ring up, Spirit, but I'm going to put it back, okay? Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
See, now that was cool. It immediately responded her with a hit on the REM pod, and then said, "Okay."
I'm gonna pick the ring up, Spirit, but I'm gonna put it back, okay? Okay, everybody.
That's pretty cool. And Haley just joined in. Hey, Haley. Hope your class is going well. Congrats on that. This one is Project Therapy 2 Cab.
Yeah, this is the clear, couple wheel clear. I don't know how they fit in, but you might pick up something different. Yeah.
Okay.
We certainly
I think the very first voice is you.
It certainly
is.
There's something about his visit. Something about visit and something about project.
I'm hearing bang something. I mean, it sounds like project, but that wouldn't bang project.
Yeah,
make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's something else. Like, did we pick up a bang on something that would...
Says therapy.
See, I'm hearing just fear me. Listen.
Might be different.
It's just, and then something comes over, and then behind it is fear me.
Okay.
I hear just fear me.
Yeah, no, I can hear that.
I hear, keep it down, something.
Okay. And I can hear the keep it, but then I can
hear
also
keep
hear
it down,
the
something.
Yeah.
Haley said she got out early from tax prep class, which is some level of hell. So we're glad you make it. We're glad you made it. Brenda Reed, welcome in. Save Ring, yes, and then Enoch Brown. Why do I know that name?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what the name I
did. We Google it?
Well, there is an Enoch Brown here involved with the Indian slaughter. That's near Greencastle, the small little county park. See, Enoch Brown, he was the school teacher who was scout along with a bunch of the children in the massacre down there.
Let's see real quick.
But I don't know what, I mean, I can't associate
it. Yeah, it comes up under Chambersburg Wikipedia. Yeah, I just saw it. Where'd it go? Here. Most notably, the Enoch Brown school massacre during Pontiac's War and the Black Boys Rebellion against British troops at Fort Loudoun, which is just
close to us.
Miles west of us.
Right.
The town of Chambersburg was first laid out in 1764. So I knew I had heard that name before, and at first I was thinking the library in Baltimore, and I'm like, no, that's Enoch Pratt.
Right.
So, but I knew I had heard Enoch Brown before, I just couldn't remember from where. So, okay. See, now Stephanie says she didn't hear Fear Me. She hears, Do You Hear Me?
Do You Hear Me? Okay. Yeah, and again, they're very, yeah.
All right. Savoring, yes, Enoch Brown.
Can I take the ring and save it for you? I've had it for 5 years. Do you want me to take care of it for you?
Little boy, can you tell me your name?
It for you. You.
I'm hearing a quick, please, please.
Okay.
But it's not like please. It's almost like please.
Yeah.
Little boy, can you tell me your name?
And it's something about cradle.
Go to the cradle?
Go to the cradle, man. You heard Enoch Brown,
yes,
too.
Now, it's either saying go to the cradle, or maybe it was specifically referring to you and said go get the kratom or give him the kratom.
Okay,
I mean, seriously.
If you would watch over this establishment and protect
I'm hearing she's a dancer and then a female come in, all the boys are something.
Watch over this establishment and protect.
She's dancing?
She's dancing. Yeah.
I'm hearing she's a dancer and then a female comes in. I think it says for all the boys in red.
Okay.
All the boys in red.
She's a dancer, I do hear.
If you would watch over this establishment and protect.
Where all the boys are up. Jerry says, when I use the voice again for the Fazzo Box, I write down what I hear, and it seems sometimes they talk backward sentences. Does this make sense?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Reverse
and I
speech.
Do want to, yeah, and I want to reverse stuff on this when I'm analyzing it, Jerry. Yep, you're absolutely correct. Do we have, was that it? Or
no, we have two more.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll have time for both, depending on how long they are, but we have, this is the funeral ring.
Oh, okay. I think these are both short.
This is the ring we're talking about.
It's my ring.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. It's my ring.
This is the ring we're talking about.
It's my ring.
It is a funeral ring. There you can see the little boy.
Why are you sorry?
On the ring. And these would have been made as a keepsake, right?
Yeah. He was something secret?
It sounded like, yeah, they make me keep her, or they make made it.
On the ring, and these would have been me.
Yeah, they were.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, they made me keep her.
Keep it. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I see you keep that. See.
Are you the person on the ring?
Look at what.
Something's
trying. Do you want me to go?
to go up and hang out with Dave?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
So do you want me to go up and hang out with Dave?
It's two different voices. The first is a young female, yes, and then a male comes in, but yes, you two can something. Listen.
This is really low.
It says yes.
So
do
you
want me
to go up
and then as immediately after yes, you'll hear you two can something.
Hang out with Dave?
You two can go
something. Yeah.
You two can come over, or you two can go over, or something.
That's the kids.
Is it okay if I go up and play with Dave upstairs?
It seems so.
Yeah.
And I really wish he had worded that question differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we nailed that on site.
You.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go upstairs and hang out with Dave. Okay.
Can we talk to the kids? Are all the kids upstairs now?
It sounds like something's still around you.
Kids? Are all the kids upstairs now?
Still surround you? That sounds like it says, like, first of its kind.
First of its kind, yeah.
Just do it.
Tax prep class job, and hope everyone well and have a good night.